A dozen children are receiving treatment this morning at Children's Therapy Team, an outpatient pediatric therapy center in Fayetteville. Had Elliot Mooney been able to overcome his birth anomaly, he would be 4 years old and likely careening through this place, causing all kinds of good trouble. Instead, his dad, Matthew, sits in a small chair in one of the therapy rooms, reflecting on tiny Elliot, who was born July 2006 and died 99 days later.
Elliot had trisomy 18, which is a condition where everybody has 23 sets of two pairs of chromosomes, and he had three on set 18. And so that is considered, trisomy 18 is considered not viable for life. And so the fact that he lived 99 days was a miracle in and of itself. And we knew that. We found out 30 weeks pregnant that he had trisomy 18. And so we went into his life ready to celebrate and just enjoy every day that his life brought. And it brought a lot of joy. But in the wake of losing him, we knew that we wanted to do something. And so we just kind of looked around and we found out that what we had when we had Elliot, we had a community of people who stocked our fridge, who showed up to help us, who cooked meals for us, who we were in the NICU for a long time, and they came and they visited and brought everything we need. And so what we'd like to say is that our friends took care of us while we took care of Elliot.
And now Matthew's taking care of other parents with special needs children by providing them medically supervised respite care for free via his nonprofit program called Recess.
And so we started a night called Recess where families can drop their special needs children off and their siblings as well, so they can drop all their children off and just have some time to themselves, and they can have a high level of confidence that their children are being taken care of and are with other children with needs.
Jonathan Beasley, pastor of Church at Arkansas, opened his community center to host Recess. So did New Heights Church. Professional staff volunteer their time, and Recess is medically supervised.
There's no cost to the families for Recess. They can just show up and come. The way that families come, they fill out a parent packet, which lets us know if their child is a good fit for us and if we're a good fit for them. So typically the typical child is under 12 for Recess, and it's a child, it's a family that can't necessarily get a babysitter.
Matthew seeks to replicate this program, perhaps nationwide. He says drop-off respite care facilities are common, but Recess incorporates community building. He was invited to talk about his family and vision on Oprah Winfrey's television talk show, as well as NBC's Today Show.
And so Elliot's story has gotten out there in great capacity, and we love to share it. And it connects with people in different ways. It's connected with people who are grieving. It's connected us with special needs families and the special needs community.
When you ask for his credentials, Matthew says he has none, except for that law degree he was awarded several years ago. But instead of pursuing a lucrative career in contracts, he created a new nonprofit umbrella for Recess and other projects called 99 Balloons. Matthew is self-deprecating with a wry sense of humor. When a little boy broke down sobbing in a nearby playroom, he said off mic in a low voice, "Those therapists can be really hard on the kids." The crying ceased immediately, of course, and actually, all the therapists working here are really sort of beautiful and very cheerful. And Matthew's wife, Jenny, she's at home with Elliot's siblings. Good news, right?
Two children. Our oldest girl just turned two. Her name is Hazel, and Anders is almost 9 months. And so Jenny stays at home taking care of those two, which keep her busy. And she also makes and sells jewelry. So she's been doing that and loves to do that.
Amber Spencer's son Samuel's enrolled in Recess. She first heard about the respite program here at Children's Therapy Teamwork.
Samuel has a lot of different things medically going on, and so we had never left him with anyone except family.
Amber Spencer has a business degree as well, but instead, like Matthew's, chosen to work with special needs kids as a family support specialist at Children's Therapy Team.
So here's our large gym with children jumping on the trampoline and swinging. You can see the big zip line that goes across, and they fall into the ball pit. Lots of therapy going on in here, lots of fun spinning, and he is getting occupational therapy.
With over 60 on staff, Children's Therapy Team provides pediatric therapy to 500 patients at two centers, one in Bentonville, the other in Fayetteville here on Joyce Street. facility's a maze of brightly painted rooms filled with cushions, toys, books, and lots of exercise equipment. But there's also quiet rooms for children coping with sensory issues.
We treat a very wide range of disabilities. Autism, cerebral palsy, hydrocephalus, and the list just goes on and on. It could be a severe child or a very child that just needs a day or two of speech a week just for a little bit of speech delay. So we have the full range. We start at birth, and most of our, we do have a couple kids in their 20s, but you know, typically 21 is our range.
Amber Spencer totally gets special needs kids.
My son Samuel has hydrocephalus, and so at our 20-week ultrasound, we found out from the ultrasound in the womb that he had fluid on his brain. It's a birth defect. About 1 in 1,000 kids here in the States tend to have hydrocephalus. So when he was born, they placed a shunt in his head to drain the fluid, and he is now 6 and doing great. He has been coming to team since he was right at 3 weeks old and getting all of his therapy. Samuel's now had 14 surgeries, 7 brain, and then just about 7 other miscellaneous things. And I can tell you one of his very most favorite things to do is go to recess.
And Samuel loves to come to Children's Therapy Team, of course, founded 10 years ago by Kim Hanna. Now, Kim Hanna is central to this story because she's organized a project called Teamworks Ukraine, where volunteer therapists from here visit Ukrainian orphanages to help raise the stature of special needs children there. She learned about the situation because one of her staff had adopted several Ukrainian special needs children who are now thriving.
The orphanage workers over there saw what a difference that some of our interventions made with the children with disabilities. And these kids in Ukraine that have disabilities, they're not really considered a part of society. They're pretty much when children are born in Ukraine with a disability, their parents are encouraged to give them up. It's getting better, and some parents are trying to keep their kids, but they're just not trained, you know. So we're going over and training them how to work with children with disabilities.
Kim and her husband have since adopted a daughter from Ukraine. She says her name's Mira. She has cerebral palsy and is very beautiful.
My little girl was the first girl to be adopted out of the special needs room at her orphanage. They didn't even show parents that were considering adopting children in the special needs room. They just didn't really feel like people were interested in them. But since I've adopted her, there's been 4 other kids out of that room adopted out. Because it just shows them that, you know, we do think of kids with disabilities as normal children, and they can have a perfectly healthy, happy life, just like all the other kids can.
Kim says she was told by Ukrainian orphanage director that when the children turn 4, they're automatically institutionalized, and as many as 3/4 die from malnutrition and neglect. Aside from her profession, Kim Hanna represents a growing number of parents who treasure special needs children and are reaching out to places that don't. They leave for China next week to adopt Ming Ming Ali. She has bilateral clubfoot. She's 3. As for Matthew Mooney, who's co-sponsor of Teamworks Ukraine, it's all about love. And Elliot.
You know, we miss him and we think about him every day, and we definitely want to live our lives in light of what we learned through his life. And things of this world are fleeting, and we know that. And loving children and showing the world the worth of these particular children is something we're willing to give our life to.
You can see a tape of Elliot for yourself when you drop by 99balloons.org. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.